Hey, that's Freddie Cole with Lovely Day, 1142. I'm Reva Blue, Midday Jazz, and we have Freddie Cole in the studio. And good day to you, sir. Welcome to 91.9.
It's a lovely day.
Yes, it is. It's got to rain sometime. The sun will be back out sooner than later.
It's shining somewhere.
Yes, it is. Freddie Cole, I've known you for so many years. I know it's well over 25 years I've been knowing you, and you have been performing such wonderful music that we have enjoyed over the years. And what brings you here today?
Well, I just needed to see your magic eyes.
Well, thank you. Thank you so very much. You know,
we're talking about doing the Atlanta Jazz Festival.
Yes.
You're going to be one of the participants on it. This should be fun.
Yes, it should be fun. And you're going to perform for the Atlanta Jazz Festival on, this is Sunday, May 28th, on the Legends Stage at 9 p.m. And give us an idea of what we can expect from Freddie Cole with his magical self as well and your music.
The same thing you expect whenever you hear me before, from Broadway to the blues.
From Broadway to the blues, that's what I'm talking about. And who are the musicians that will be performing with you?
Well, my regular band, Randy Napoleon is guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And Elias Bailey is the bass player. And Quentin Baxter is the drummer.
All right.
And we'll have a special guest, Houston Person.
Oh, one of my... You fellas have been performing and playing together for so many years. How is Houston Person doing?
He's doing all right. I call him Chicken Man.
Uh-huh. He has been with you and recorded on some of your albums for a number of years and great performances. I've met him in Washington, D.C. on many jazz festivals and the East Coast Jazz Festival, Mid-Atlantic Jazz Festival, and Ronnie Wells. And all go back.
Yeah.
It's going to be feel like a reunion.
It should be.
Now, you have a new recording out. And this is all about your brother, Nat King Cole.
Yeah, this CD's done very well. It's called He Was the King.
Mm-hmm.
It's done very well, and it may be doing some more.
All right. So you went from an album that you called He's Not My Brother.
No, I'm not my brother.
Yes.
I'm me.
And now you're doing the music of your brother.
Yeah, well, everybody else has done it. And a friend of mine said, well, why don't you do it? I said, for what? Yeah. You know, but it's been, like I said, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, everybody else is doing, you might as well, because you pick out some great songs.
Well, I suppose growing up, Cole and the brother of Nat King Cole, people had a lot of expectations of you over the years and why you haven't done this album long before.
Well, now, I didn't think it was needed. You know, like everybody in the business you knew was doing a King Cole album, a tribute, you know, what have you. And I was doing well, so it didn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you for being here in the studio here at WCLK. I know once we went on an adventure from D.C. up into New York, and you talked about Sugar Hill and the history of Sugar Hill and your learning from your brother while you were in New York studying yourself. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about Sugar Hill and working with your, learning from your brother?
Well, Sugar Hill used to be one of the high spots in Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
They had all the wonderful clubs and things uptown. It was very, very hard to explain, but this was where most of your musicians lived uptown and had great restaurants and bars and music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you were able to walk out in the street and see, you know, any famous musician, Duke Ellington, you know, Lionel Hampton, you know, a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you had to learn by that if you had any sense at all. You know, and during the day, you know, you would be hanging around Beefsteak Charlie's and different places, and you'd hear the different stories. And it was just a joyous time for a young man. Mm-hmm.
And then you went on to become one of, you are truly one of the great vocalists and pianists. You're not playing a lot of piano much lately. You're having someone else play for you. Is that correct?
No, not really. When I record, I don't play like I used to, because it's so much simpler to have somebody else play. And you do your job, and they do their job, and it all comes out in the wash.
Mm-hmm. The Atlanta Jazz Festival is taking place. It's coming up, and there's a lot of great music and artists who will be performing. And some of the artists include, on the night that you were there on the Legend stage, starting at 1 o'clock, is Dwight Andrews.
Yeah, you know, Dwight has that program down at the church.
Yeah.
And I've been saying I was going to go. I'm going to have to get by there.
First Congregational Church.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first Fridays of every month. Mm-hmm. They are doing an incredible job over there and presenting various artists, from singers to instrumentalists. And you know what? We need to go together. Yeah, because, you know, we get so busy and doing so many and doing our own events that, you know, before you know it, it's the first month. It's the first Friday. And here we are with another first Friday. And you have something else to do. And you probably be in Brazil somewhere around the world. Somewhere around the world. Also on the program is Joe Jennings. He's coming up at 3 p.m. on Sunday, May 28th. And that's Joe Jennings and Howard Nicholson's Life Force. You know Joe Jennings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tell our listeners a little bit about Joe Jennings.
I ain't nothing I can say. That he plays. He plays very well. I don't just have to see him often.
Mm-hmm.
And he and Howard, they've had a nice band ever since I've known them. They're good musicians.
Mm-hmm. And then at 5 p.m. on the Legend stage is Kathleen Bertrand and friends honoring Sarah Vaughan.
Oh, yeah, she's good.
Yeah, Sassy Sarah Vaughan, she deserves to be honored and acknowledged for all the great music. I remember being on the SS Norway with Sarah Vaughan and Joe Williams and a host of others, including Anita O'Day was on there, Illinois Jacquette, and there was a lot of jazz greats to meet and talk to, and I sat and talked with Anita O'Day for, well, actually, I think she did more of talking to me.
I'm getting ready to see.
Yeah, she told me her whole life story in about 1 hour.
Yeah, that was when we used to have a lot of fun out on the cruises.
That's right. We sure did. We need to do more of those type of jazz cruises as well. Also on that day, Sunday the 28th, when you're performing at 9 p.m. before you, is Joe Granson in the big band with Audrey Shakir.
Yeah.
She's a swinger, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She can scat. She's one of those great jazz singers. And Joe Granson, we know as well what he does with the big band. And then coming up just before you is Ojeda Penn Experience.
I haven't seen Ojeda for a long time.
Oh, he's been busy.
Yeah, I know that. I've been hearing about it. But when I get home, I'm home because I travel so much. And when it's hard to get out in the street, you know.
Yes, indeed. So starting off Friday, May 26th, the Legend stage, and all the way through Sunday, Sunday, May 28th, Freddie Cole takes the stage at 9 p.m., and then there's the Contemporary stage with Frank Houston and Kemba Cofield and others. So, Freddie Cole, I do thank you for stopping by WCLK and sharing a few minutes and talking about the Atlanta Jazz Festival coming up.
Well, thank you for having me, and this looks like a brand new studio since I was here.
I know it does. We took off that old stuff that was on the wall, and now it's just just perfect for sound and being there over there in what we also know as Pledge Central, but also where we have conversations with great artists like you, Freddie Cole.
I thought you were going to say it took off the old stuff, took off and throw out those old records.
You know, I wasn't going to try.
Don't throw us away yet.
I wasn't trying to tell everybody about everything that was on the walls, but we're still working on the walls. Okay, we got to get over here in the studio as well. Thank you so much, Freddie Cole.
Keep hope alive, keep jazz alive.
Yes, we will. Thank you. We're going to share a tune, a song with our listeners, and this one is called This Time I'm Gone for Good.
You are?
Is it? It's your song. 91.9 FM, Atlanta's Jazz Station, Mr. Freddie Cole.